We have to have a very fair assessment of this academic and intellectual icon of early Islam.
His impact is more pronounced in jurisprudence that he formalized.
And tens of thousands of statements and teachings have reached us from Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue and I'm your host Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Please stay tuned. The sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, was an incredibly prominent character in the history of the Muslims. He benefited humankind with his highly scientific achievements, many of which had never been seen before by humanity. Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam's instructions in the acts of worship and transactions and his contribution in the field of legislation were amazing achievements that had not occurred before amongst the Muslim masses. And his eminence also had a positive and active share in the establishment of human culture and civilization. The sixth divinely appointed Imam, the son of Imam Baqir alayhi salam, an individual who was divinely appointed by the Almighty Allah, was known to have improved the general public lives of the people and the Muslims, and he was an individual, a divinely appointed Imam, a man from the household of the Holy Prophet, who enhanced human thoughts and discovered many of the secrets of this universe. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. So humbly at your service, speaking about the dialogues of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, the sixth divinely appointed Imam and the sixth rightful successor to the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. So we find that there is this conversation and this dialogue that Malik ibn Anas has with one of his companions. So as many of you might know, Malik ibn Anas is the founder of the Malikiya school, or the Maliki school, within the four schools of jurisprudence in the Ahlul Sunnah brothers. And so in the Ahlul Sunnah brothers, of course, there are four different schools, the Hanbali and the Hanafi and the Shafi'i and the Maliki. And of course, the Hanafi school of thought is the most widespread and the most common. And the Hanbali school of thought is the micro-minority. Now, one of these other two schools of thought are the Shafi'i and the Maliki. And so we find that the founder of the Maliki school of thought in the Ahlul Sunnah is Malik ibn Anas, and it is from his name Malik that the, you know, title of Maliki comes from. So one time there was a companion of Malik ibn Anas, and he had asked about Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. And so Malik ibn Anas, he had met Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, and so when speaking with his companion, he talked about the excellences and the great personality of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, when the companion asked him about what kind of a person Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was, Malik ibn Anas, he responds and he says that, I have met Ja'far ibn Muhammad. I have never seen him in a state other than one of the following, either praying or fasting or reciting the Holy Quran. So he's either in his prayers or he is in the state of fasting or he is reciting the Holy Quran. And then Malik ibn Anas says, I never saw him speaking about the Prophet unless he was clean and pure. So most probably he's talking about ritual ablution and wudu, that he was in a state of wudu. And Malik ibn Anas continues and says that Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam did not speak about something he was not concerned with, and he was among those ascetic scholars who feared Allah when praying. And so also when talking about the superiority of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, the same Malik ibn Anas, he says that no eyes have ever seen, no ears have ever heard, and no hearts have ever noticed anyone greater than Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq in his knowledge, sciences, prayers, and devoutness. So what a beautiful testament by one of the founders of the schools of thought of the Ahlul Sunnah brothers regarding the sixth divinely appointed Imam. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. IRIB English Radio, our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. And now let's listen to Sayyid Muhammad Jawad Al-Ghazwini.
Every Muslim today is indebted to the services and the knowledge and the teaching of Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam. He truly brought quality to the Islamic sciences. And until today, we examine the words of the Imam and we're inspired by the knowledge that the Imam alayhi salam has given us. So the Imam alayhi salam had this unique opportunity to raise a generation of scholars. And the Imam would teach his companions to diversify their knowledge. You know, the Imam was very open. The Imam would not tell his students, no, only listen to me and my teachings, and everyone out there, condemn them and don't listen to anyone else. Not at all. He raised his students to know the diversity out there, the diverse opinions. Because you know who's a true scholar? A true scholar is the one who knows the haq, but also knows other opinions and is able to address other opinions. That's a true scholar. One of the students of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam was Aban ibn Taghlib. Aban ibn Taghlib, he did something that he thought was questionable. So he kind of regretted it. He's like, let me double check it with Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. He comes to the Imam, he says, Imam, I am your Shia, I'm one of your followers. But not everyone knows that. It was an era of taqiyya, right? Era of difficulty and persecution. So people, because I'm knowledgeable, people come and ask me. And so when people ask me a religious question, a philosophical, theological question, this is what I tell them. I tell them that this madhab, this school of thought says this. This madhab says that. And then I'll slip in your opinion in the middle of those opinions. I'll slide your opinion. Because I know that your statement is the true one. So I don't come and openly say Ja'far ibn Muhammad says this. I will creatively share your thought, but I will mention other thoughts as well. Is what I'm doing good or no? Do you approve of what I do to share these different opinions with the people? The Imam alayhi salam told him, this is exactly what I do when people come and ask me. People come and ask me, and I give various opinions. I tell them, if you want the opinion of this madhab, this is what this school of thought says. This is what that school of thought says. And this is what I, the scholar of Al-Muhammad, say. I do the same thing. Yes, it's okay to hear diverse opinions, but hold on to the truth. And in fact, when you see other opinions and thoughts and you have a good grounding, this gives you more yaqeen, because you can see the beauty of the knowledge of Al-Muhammad.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.